listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Bonjour, mes amis. This is Ed McGrogan, and we're back at the Tennis in 10 podcast on Tuesday, where a rain-afflicted day of play is now complete. That only consisted of two singles matches. It was both the women's quarterfinals that were slated for today. You had both the men's quarterfinals, which featured Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic, pushed until Wednesday to be completed, alongside the rest of the men's quarterfinals and the remaining two women's quarters as well. So Wednesday is a particularly busy day. We'll get to that in just a bit, but we just finished watching Yelena Ostapenko and Tomea Baczynski complete their runs to the semifinals with two very differing wins and two very impressive wins at the same time. Baczynski, I came into her match with Medvedev thinking that her experience on this stage would see her through. She reached the semis last year at Roland Garros, and I really have liked the way that she's played this entire tournament. I thought Medvedev, on the other hand, has really been pretty fortunate to get to this point. You know, although she's managed to turn her matches around at really just the right time, inspired surely in part by the French crowd that's supporting her, of course. But I just didn't see it, her being able to pull that trick one more time against Baczynski, who, she said that, as much as Mladenovic, as a French woman, this is obviously her home slam. Baczynski from Switzerland, not far away from France either. And she's also, went out of her way to say that this feels like her home slam too. And I think, we've seen that in some of her, some of the best play of her career here. She managed to avoid making this possibly into another Mladenovic dramatic escape because, she was able to close out the second set as she did the first set 6-4. It was tight in her last couple service games. Mladenovic was able to make some early inroads on those. Love 30, I believe, on one of them. But I like a lot how Baczynski, really can open up the court with both her forehand and her backhand. I thought she served well enough on the sort of higher pressure points late in the match that Mladenovic really wasn't, able to get into that, I think, rhythm, that sort of mindset the road back to winning this set and to winning the final set. I don't know if that entered as a possible outcome for her once Baczynski just continued, to apply pressure. And she did so, impressively enough over a series of rain delays. They, I wouldn't say we're fortunate to get the two women's matches in because there's still probably another hour or so of daylight. But if this did go to a third set, it would have really gotten, the weather could have again been a factor. We could have saw another delay. It could have got cloudier quicker. So Baczynski knew that as well, that she surely wanted to get this complete today. And it's more just the fact that you're able to sit on a lead during what turned out to be, I think, a 2.5 to 3 hour rain delay, during which you got some really, really, massive downpours as I saw on TV, and just, continue to play the same as she had all match. So Baczynski takes out the last French player on the men's or women's singles side. And she will face a newcomer to the final four of a slam in Yelena Ostapenko, who, when I was considering her match against Caroline Wozniacki, I went with Wozniacki on the fact that it was hard to figure that she could beat Wozniacki, a former number one, three times this year, and for the fourth straight time overall. They'd played on clay twice already this season, but it was the same script. But I think you know, even more so from Ostapenko, given you know, the stakes here. And you know, this one went to a third set. Wozniacki took a very early 4-0, a 5-0 lead, I believe. Ostapenko got that set all the way back to 4-5 before Wozniacki won it 6-4. But, you know, the momentum evidently swung on that because it was 6-2, 6-2 the rest of the way. And from Ostapenko, if you haven't watched her play, obviously I suggest you should on Thursday's women's semifinals. But you're missing really certainly one of the power players of the WTA that should be, you know, a factor for, you know, for the next few years. She's only 19, and she's only 19 for two more days because she'll turn 20 on the day of her semifinal, which coincidentally is actually also the birthday of her opponent, Baczynski. So June 8th is quite a day for both of these two this year. From Ostapenko, what you saw against Wozniacki was an obliteration of the Danes' second serve, short balls that didn't have enough topspin or depth. You know, for Ostapenko, she takes long, big swings with her forehand. Those were just devastating to Wozniacki. Down the line especially is where she, you know, she opened up the court, you know, for her pretty regularly. And, you know, Wozniacki by comparison, you know, just looked, you know, when Ostapenko was at her apex in this match, Wozniacki just looked simply inferior to her in terms of ability. You know, despite, you know, it's Wozniacki you gotta feel for in that I feel like every single slam she has put herself, and this is also really after she reached number one for a bit too. You know, she's put herself back in the top 15, you know, deep in the draws to try and get that, you know, that first major title. You know, she has reached the fourth round at Wimbledon five times, the quarters of the French now twice, the final of the U.S. Open twice, semifinal of the Aussie Open. She's had a long career of success. She's almost going to be at 500 wins pretty soon with 25 titles, but it's, you know, and she's still only 26 years old. I would have never actually guessed that. I would have put her closer to 28, 29, but Wozniacki just continues to, you know, to pound away, and, you know, we'll see if it ever materializes into that major. But you have to give her credit, even, you know, just for trying to do so for so long. So what that leaves us with for tomorrow is one of, you know, I would say the best schedule of the whole tournament, because of a few reasons, because of the quality of the matches. They are also putting Nadal and Djokovic on at 11 a.m. local time, 5 a.m. Eastern, only on Tennis Channel, I should add. And after those two matches, Nadal and Carreño Busta and, excuse me, Thiem and Djokovic, you'll get on Chatrier, Caroline Garcia and Carolina Pliskova, followed by Andy Murray and Kanna Shikori. Long one seems to be the court that, for whatever reason, got, I think, a noticeably better schedule. Starting with Thiem and Djokovic, moving to Svitolina and Halep, a 3-5 quarterfinal, and then rounding out with Wawrinka and Cilic, which, as I mentioned in yesterday's podcast, I think could be the best match of the entire quarterfinal round. It's a very, very strong day, you know, start to finish. This is maybe one of those where you saved your sick day for something like this, because this is a great one. Tennis Channel has it from start to finish, and obviously, I think it's going to be worth your time, no matter who you're supporting or who you think is going to win. So, we'll talk about it all, assuming the weather holds, tomorrow on the Tennis in 10 podcast. Thank you very much.
You've been enjoying the Tennis.com podcast. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.